It was a busy night in volleyball on Tuesday night as the Beloit Lady Trojans improved to 11-2, beating Minneapolis in two sets, 2-0. They will head to the Russell Tournament this Saturday. This is a first for the Lady Trojans, as they used to play in the Belleville Tournament, but have been invited to the Russell Tournament. The number 4-ranked Beloit Lady Trojans will look to extend their winning streak in the Russell Tournament. Rock Hills moved to 13-0, ranked second in Division 1 of 1A. They topped Tescott and Chase 2-0. Tescott beat Chase 2-0. Lakeside hosted a home match last night, and Lincoln ended up getting the Lady Knights 25-17, 22-25, 19-25, and then Stockton topped Lakeside 25-23, 25-23. At Sylvan Lucas last night, Sylvan Lucas got Natoma 2-0, got Osborne 2-0, then Osborne turned around, beat Natoma 2-0. Beloit St. John's Tipton fell to Sylvan Lucas Friday night, 60-14. The Blue Jays will play Lincoln, ranked number 5 in Division 1 of 8-man, in Tipton on Friday night. Lance Bergman says they go from the frying pan to the fire with Sylvan Lucas and Lincoln, but it's a good test for his young team. He says they think they can move the ball on Lincoln, but Lincoln's firepower at offense is going to be huge for his defense. Bergman says it's a challenge that they accept and that they hope to move the ball and score as much as they can.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Hamill's done a phenomenal job with his kids. I mean, he's real a Facebook guy. You know, he gets a lot of his stuff on, shows a lot of things they do. So you're able to track them just watching what he's doing with them as a program. I mean, they show up, they got high numbers, they're getting kids in the weight room, they're competing well at powerlifting, things like that. So that really helps him a lot. And he's got, I mean, that's really the key. You know, they got I think it's Jeremiah is the quarterback, number 2. He's improved so much this year. Now he's also a running threat. Last year, I felt like, you know, we had a chance if we could just put some pressure on him and get into the backfield and just throw it up. But we didn't do a good job of defending him last year with it. He's a dual threat quarterback this year, so that's going to make it tough for us. We got to stay disciplined. And, you know, they can spread it out and pass it, and I think they like to spread it out, not only pass it, but it also gives quarterback some room to run and negotiate some time and use some of his athletic ability there. It's another one of those things that I feel like we can move the ball on him, but we're going to have to score, and we definitely have to stop the big play because they are a monstrous big play threat. You know, it's either long runs or, you know, just easy passes, deep passes over the top, and then they'll throw some swing passes out there and just try to keep you off balance and spread the field out and use their athletes. And he's done a phenomenal job with them, and they're playing really well. I feel like it's a matchup that it's a little bit different for us. They're a little more our style than what I'd say Sylvan is. Sylvan's more of a, you know, pound it in your face and give you some ball fakes here. These guys are more kind of spread it out. They're going to pass it a little more. And then use their athletic ability. So hopefully we can keep them contained. We can keep the big plays from happening. And then we have to score. I mean, they're gonna put up points. I mean, even if we play a perfect defensive game, I mean, they're a high potent offense. So they're gonna score. And we have to be able to stay with them and make them have to find out what it's like playing a tight game. They've done really well in the first 2 weeks. So I know they got a lot of confidence. They put it to us last year, and they're just getting better. But I feel like we've gotten better. We're really going to hone in on some things.